I'm ecstatic. Never doubt the men in there. They've done it for the past 2 months, 3 months. They've done it all season, but they've been especially good in the last 10, 12 games. We've hit form at the right time. We've had a stupid amount of games that we've had to battle through, and they've done that with strength. And today, we've come into a hostile environment, a big crowd behind them. So it's always going to be difficult, but I never doubt the men in there. I mean, they're ecstatic as well, and they deserve it. They deserve it for not just for tonight's performance. They deserve it for the last 10 weeks that they've had to have this massive amount of games due to games being called off. But, you know, some teams will capitulate. Some teams won't handle the pressure of all those games and knock off. Not them in there. They are such a strong unit, and you know, all credit to them.
You knew it was going to be a tight affair, two draws in the league against them this season. Is it that character and that determination that's got you through today?
I said at the start of the game, it's not necessarily about ability today. It's about who's got the strongest mentality. It's going to be hostile. They're going to get behind the lads all the way through till the final whistle, which they did. And it's about standing up and being men. And that, I think we've got the strongest unit in there in the league. They're a strong bunch. You know, I pride myself on that dressing room, and the dressing room should pride themselves on themselves, because they are fantastic.
You got the goal, of course, got your noses in front, and then it was all about that discipline and that character and that mentality. How pleasing was that towards the end?
Well, that's what when we play the three at the back, we don't concede goals, and we pride ourselves on clean sheets. And last year we had the best defensive record in the league. This year we've got the second best, I think, just by an odd goal. And we pride ourselves on that. You don't concede, you're not going to lose a game. And if we can nick one, we're pretty confident that we're going to keep them out. You know, even though it's backs against the wall, they throw in every man forward. But we needed two men today, and they've shown that again.
Talk to me about the supporters. Scenes at the end were great.
Yeah, fantastic. And you want them there till the end. We've overcome one hurdle, and we'll enjoy that tonight. And we've got another one, and then we've got another one after that. So, and if they can come out in the numbers, you know, it's the age-old 12th man. You know, it's a cliche, but it is important. You know, their fans got behind them and tried to suck the ball into their goal, and it sometimes intimidates the referee a little bit, but we need our fans behind us and to drive our lads on, and it does help. But they were great again today.
In terms of opposition, in terms of surroundings, is it a different proposition Sunday at Harrogate now to what you've had tonight?
We focus on each game, and when we had this backlog of 6 games in 12 days, we just said we're going to concentrate on this game. So tonight we'll enjoy it, and then we'll focus, and we'll do some preparation ahead of that game, and we'll focus on that game. That's the next hurdle that we're going to come across.
And I guess you've had so many games, you're very used to turning things around very quickly and getting yourselves ready for a game on Sunday.
Yeah, we've had to. I think it's the 53rd or 54th game this season, and you know, and we're part-time. So it just shows how strong they are in there, and all credit to them. I'm so proud of them. They're brilliant. They are brilliant men.